dishes, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency. agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothmey Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I am Brian Filling, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, here on ScoresBroadcast.com, joined by Chuck McBee. We are here for a Saturday night, Week 2 non-conference game between the visiting Southeastern Trojans from South Charleston in the southeast corner of Clark County and the home Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Thank you so much for listening here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack and Chuck had Versailles and Fort Loramie last night. Coming up this Friday, Sydney at Xenia will be the Friday night game of the week here on Scores. Chuck, interesting one last night. Fort Loramie is adjusting to a new offensive philosophy this year, running it more. Had some big pieces they lost from last year to replace. And Versailles has a lot back and jumped on them early. That was a big showing for Versailles, it sounds like.
They were outstanding, and I'll tell you, that's 2 weeks in a row that Loramie has seen probably the two best quarterbacks in the MAC, and if you are, that means you're pretty darn good. They had no answer for either one of them. They played better offense against Minster, but Minster isn't as good as Versailles. Versailles looks like a real shot at a Division VI. They got enough talent to be a Division VI championship. I'll say Jack. That's easy for me to say.
Yeah, they were the Division V champions. I went up and covered that game, beat Kirtland in 2021, and if I remember correctly, I think it was Marion Local, their MAC rival, that knocked them off in a Division VI playoff game last year. Marion Local down to Division VII this year, so an opportunity for both of them to win titles. And with Coldwater in Division V this year, they could be in a situation to win three state titles this year. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out for the MAC. Looking at these two teams, we did see Southeastern last year here on scoresbroadcast.com. They played in a shootout at Fort Loramie in a playoff game. That was one that Fort Loramie won by a score of 56-28. Southeastern finished 7-5 after losing to Fort Loramie in that playoff game last year. Coach A.J. Woods is back for his fourth season at the helm of the Trojans. He was an assistant for several years before taking over as head coach. Lehman Catholic is under the direction of a new head coach for the second consecutive year in Dwayne Rally. And the Cavaliers started the Rally era in a big way by beating their former Northwest Central Conference rival, Lima Perry, 76-6 last Friday here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Perry has struggled in the last couple of years. They were a real threat those last few years that both Lehman and Riverside were in the NWCC before both left to join the newly reformed TRC. But even with the struggles that Perry is going through right now, winning by 70 certainly can raise some eyes and shows that you have ability.
In this day and age with the running clock in the entire second half, man, you got to score a lot of points. I mean, it's hard to get into the 70s anymore. So, yeah, that's impressive. And the nice thing about it is, if they get shut out tonight, they're still averaging 38 points a game.
Right, yes. Of course, we got to look at Southeastern last year. Like I was mentioning, Chuck, they have almost everybody back, including quarterback Zach McKee and running back Hayden Davis. What do you remember about them from that Fort Laramie game? Obviously, that was a prolific Fort Laramie offense last year, and Southeastern gave up a lot. But not many teams did score 28 points on Fort Laramie all year.
No, I was impressed by him last year. I mean, they ran the ball well. The kid can throw the ball. And you're right, their defense couldn't stop Laramie. But, you know, they got most everybody back. So this is going to be a test for the Cavaliers.
Northwestern was Southeastern's opponent in week one. Southeastern won that one 28-20 in a close game in South Charleston. We will see what is in store tonight here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. We're going to pause for a commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the Francis Schultze keys to the game. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I am Brian Pilling alongside Chuck McBee. It's Lehman and Southeastern here in a non-conference game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Dwayne Rowley is the new head coach here at Lehman Catholic. Rowley played high school football at Wellsville, which advanced to the state championship game against Versailles in 1994 and lost 28-7 to the Tigers. Jack Kramer did talk with Rowley earlier this week, and he said that one of the first hires of his former coaching, excuse me for this, I stumbled over this.
You're fine.
Rowley told Jack that here at Lehman, he was one of the first hires of former 16-year coach Dick Roll and has been on the staff for 14 seasons.
So I did come on staff in 2009. Coach Roll brought me on as a wide receiver position coach and then transitioned to the defensive side and wide receivers in 2014, taking over the defense coordinator role. Learned a lot from Coach Roll, from the hard work ethic, the tenacity, the long hours of film breakdown, just overall hard work, a lot of knowledge, a lot of years of knowledge. Then came on as a head coach this past April in 2023, and looking to implement a lot of the traits and the skills that I learned and knowledge that we learned from Coach Roll and the teams we had in the past.
You had been defensive coordinator mm-hmm. for Lehman football until this year, and taking over the defensive spot now is Nate Bollheimer. Talk about the defense. I know it's a 4-2-5 look.
Yep. So we run a 4-2-5. We've been running that for the last couple years. Transitioned over to the Nate Bollheimer to come on defensive side. Previous to that, he was more working with the quarterbacks and offensive side. So really wanted to give him a challenge to look at it from the defense perspective, how to stop the offenses that we're going to see. He's accepted it, embraced it real well. He's taken a lot of the tendencies that we've done in the past with, you know, being physical up front, disguising our coverages, and also our blitz game. So Nate's really transitioned that role pretty well.
And Bill Zimmerman returns as offensive coordinator, quarterback's coach. He's got a good one, a three-year starter with experience as a freshman too, Donovan O'Leary.
Yeah, so Bill was with us since I've been coaching. Took a year off and went up to Anna. We got him back from Anna, transitioned back to our zone offense, which Bill and also Kent Witt helped develop and implement here at Lehman. So that's one of Bill's things that he wanted to focus and run. Handed all the reins to him, let him run and call his game. He's worked with Donovan since a freshman. Donovan has all the tools and the skill set, you know, for any quarterback that we're really looking for. Great size at 6'5", 215, good physical runner, runs our offense to a T, exactly what we're looking for.
And you've got some returning strength up front on the offensive line. Seth Kennedy, J.D. Barhorst, Ethan Stiver, back from last year's 2022 yeah. club.
So coming in this year, we wanted our offensive line to be the strength. We looked at them and said, okay, we're relying on you guys to control everything up front. Both of them are two-way, or all of the linemen are really two-way starters on both sides of the ball. But Seth Kennedy, J.D. Barhorst, and Ethan Stiver have been three-year starters, really anchoring that line for us up front.
Talk about the skills that are brought to the club by Seth Kanapke on the outside, along with Turner Lachey. You've also got Devin Pride receiving the football, and Darren Pride, a fine running back for you, a couple of good juniors in the Prides.
Yeah, so we got the two Pride boys who did not play last year. They played as freshmen, came out this year. Duran is going to be our tailback. Devin is a great compliment on the outside, playing wide receiver with Seth Kanapke. Seth is a great route runner, good speed, good hands, good size. Duran compliments him real well. And then we throw in Turner Lachey in the mix, who plays in the slot. Turner's just a very gifted athlete on every sport that he plays. Very athletic, instinctive, has a skill set that it's very, very hard to coach, but it's a great skill set.
Mm-hmm. The best phrase describing the offensive look is the zone read, and that's something Donovan's become pretty good at doing.
Yeah, we put the zone read in, like I said, in 2015, then handed the reins off to Donovan. He's really excelled. This last game was a good indicator of how well we run the zone read. Had 195 yards in the air, 95 yards in the ground. Just really was able to read the zone. It came to him very slow, and he got into his zone, and we excelled.
Talk about special teams, your kicking game, place kicking and punting.
Yeah, so our place kicker is Daniel Carlisle. He's a two-year kicker, also plays on the soccer team, so he'll handle all of our kicking duties in terms of, you know, field goals and kickoffs. Our punter is Donovan O'Leary, who's punted for us the last 2 years.
You're outside the Three Rivers Conference for this game against Southeastern. It's a high-quality non-league opponent for sure.
Yes. Southeastern had some runs in the playoffs. We actually played them in 2020 in the playoffs and lost to them. Watching film on them this year for their scrimmage in the previous game, they have good size. They're going to try to be physical up front, so we got to match that physicality. Good quarterback, really good linebacker and running back, good size on the outside with their split end who also plays cornerback. So we just have to match them and try to jump ahead and stay ahead early and keep our foot on the throttle.
Like Donovan O'Leary, Zach McKee, the QB for Southeastern, very experienced, a senior. He knows how to run the show.
Yes, he does. And they run an offense that we don't see a whole lot. It's a style between a wing T and also a little bit of a spread, but they really like to run the ball. So that's our focus, is come in this game and stop the run.
And that was new Lehman coach Dwayne Rowley, who Jack talked with earlier this week. Jack also talked with A.J. Woods, who was in his fourth year as head coach at Southeastern. A Southeastern graduate, he was a three-year assistant football coach for the Trojans before taking over the program in 2020. Last week in the season opener against Northwestern, the Trojans got two touchdown passes from Zach McKee, two Cole Dent, and two TD runs from Hayden Davis. Coach Woods told Jack earlier this week that he was pleased with the one touchdown victory, but said his club made a lot of mistakes.
28-20 last week, jumped out of 25-7 lead. They scored. One of our golden rules is we let them score right before the half, and they're getting the ball in the second half, right? So we broke one of our golden rules, and it gave Northwestern a lot of momentum. We made plenty of mistakes as well in the second half to give them that opportunity to open the door to come back. But I give our guys credit, ran the ball well late, and closed the game out with a victory kneel. So 28-20, sometimes you got to win the ugly ones, Jack, so we'll take the ugly wins.
A couple of top returning performers, Zach McKee, Hayden Davis, rock solid, both of them.
Yeah, McKee is our general in the field. He's been quarterback in Southeastern since his sophomore year. We integrated him in there, and he's a leader. We talked earlier about the baseball as well. I mean, he's a multi-sport athlete. Kid's just a natural born leader, and the kids look up to him. Davis, you know, he's our guy. He's a guy that's going to tote the rock for us 90% of the time. And he's the only junior right now as the captain. I got four senior captains and a junior captain, so it speaks leaps and bounds for Hayden Davis.
And head coach A.J. Woods calls this offense the shotgun wing T.
That's correct. Yeah, yes, sir. So we are old school in our mannerisms and our blocking schemes, but we have integrated into the 2023s and playing some football right now with the spread offense. We like to use the entirety of the field, 53 and a third of the field, and make sure teams are having to defend everything, not just fighting in the phone booth anymore.
So it's a form of the spread, but you will run it the majority of the time this year.
Correct. Yep. So we are a wing T team, which is your buck sweeps and your jet sweeps off of that, and everything has an if-then. So we have answers for every play off of that, and everything's built off of our run game. Yes, sir.
Defensively, a 3-3 stack, which is somewhat unique.
Yeah, we have a unique group we can do this with. We have three linebackers in Coffee, Davis, and Wilt that can move pretty well in the box. The 3-3 stack gives the opportunity and the ability to cover five wide receivers as well when we see the spread team. So we can reduce it down to a 5-3, or we can be with the five wides as well. So it's a really flexible defense. Works well for our group.
And what's the strength of your club, given so many starters back? You're going to be able to rely on some experience and coaches on the field.
Yeah, so right. So we got a quarterback with a general on the field, but games are won and lost on the front, Jack. That's what we do. So our offensive and defensive line have got to be excellent, and they are right now. We want to make sure they're performing at top notch. But we know at Southeastern the games are won and lost in the trenches, so that's what we hang our hat on for sure.
Kicking game, always important. You missed three kicks. Missed three in the opener against Northwestern.
We had three blocked, so he didn't really miss them. We had three blocked, but I'll tell you, the Krieg kid is a heck of a kicker. Went to some camps this year, got some prospects, getting some looks. Hit a 24-yarder last week. That's good. We got our 3 points there in the second half, which is a big kick. And the solid kid he was kicking last year, a freshman, he's only a sophomore this year. A lot of positives, a lot of upside to Carson Krieg.
Interesting matchup with Lehman Catholic here tonight. The first of a two-game series with the Cavaliers.
Yeah, and what we're talking about, this is the first regular season game in a Saturday I can remember, probably. So we're playing this one on a Saturday night, and we got them on a two-year deal, so they'll come down to Southeastern in 2024, but right now we're about 2023 and get to work this week.
How does the routine change prepping for a Saturday night game? There's got to be a slight modification anyway.
Well, I told the boys on Saturday last week, we got distraction week coming up. We got school starting Thursday. We got the heat coming in this week, which our schools don't have air conditioning. And so we got a Saturday game. So it's about as much as you can get. Heck, I'm having trouble figuring out when the team meal's even going to be, Jack. But right now, I want to make sure our boys are focusing on that Saturday. We will practice on Friday. We've just used another practice as that Thursday practice, which is our warm-up. We'll go through a slower version and make sure we're all the questions are answered on Friday. And Saturday, we're ready to play.
I know you mentioned you've got some things to work on. It's probably good to be exposed early in the year. That gives your practices in the months of August and September that much more meaning.
Yes, there's something to chew on now is what I tell our coaching staff, right? So we got mistakes that we had to fix. And for our guys, they know the coaches on the weekends will have a job to call. It's called find a 40. And we're looking for mistakes on the film all weekend. And every mistake counts as a 40-yard sprint at practice. So every one of our young guys is starting to learn, and our old guys already know that when mistakes are happening on Friday, they'll be paid for throughout the week, and we want those mistakes not to only be paid for, but to not happen again, and to learn this is what we expect of our young men here at Southeastern.
And on defense, you've got to find Layman's quarterback in this game tonight.
Yeah, number 12. Their quarterback is 6'5", has 215 on the spreadsheet there, and can run. New can run and throw. A lot of their offense is predicated on him making plays. Their spread offense, trips and ace and 2x2s. But we're going to have to contain him, make sure we get the ball out of his hands, and when we get the opportunity, make sure we get to him.
That was Southeastern coach A.J. Woods. So, again, Jack Kramer had the opportunity to talk with earlier this week in South Charleston. I am Brian Billing in for Jack alongside Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. We are here at Sydney Memorial Stadium for a non-conference game between the visiting Southeastern Trojans and the home Layman Catholic Cavaliers. I had to catch myself because I see Sydney here so much. I had to stop. It's also Layman's home stadium as well. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components too. And to put it simply, it is which quarterback is going to be able to have the better game today. Both of these quarterbacks are outstanding multiple-year players. Zach McKee for Southeastern and Donovan O'Leary for Layman Catholic. Whichever one is able to take advantage of the defense and get their offenses going should put their team in a good position. Francis Schulze, the keys to the game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all of the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. We are going to pause for a break. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups, and we will get this non-conference game underway. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney! our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERSinc.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News. Pinch hitting for our fearless leader here on Scores Broadcast, Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee. And we are here for a non-conference game between the visiting Southeastern Trojans and the home Layman Catholic Cavaliers. National anthem and pregame prayer have been completed, and we are about ready to start things off here between these two squads, both of which are entering with 1-0 overall records. Layman, again, big winners last week. They beat Lima Perry 70-0 here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. And Southeastern survived a close game and beat Springfield Northwestern 28-20. Northwestern picked up a win last night. They beat another Clark County rival, Greenan. Believe, if I remember right, that was 31-0. It was something in that neighborhood. I don't know if I've got the score correctly memorized, but it was a nice win for Northwestern. Of course, it was a tragic week in that community, as there was a young student that died in a bus crash out in German Township, close to the high school. So our sympathies go out to the Northwestern community. It's always tough when something like that happens, and it sounds like it was a nice night on Friday for the community to come together there for Northwestern.
Being a dad, you hear something like that, and, well, it's hard to even talk about. I can't imagine.
Layman is getting the ball to start things off here. Southeastern out on the field, and here comes the kickoff. Carson Craig boots it down. They're fielded at about the 20 by Layman is Deron Pride. He runs right, picks up about 15 or so yards on the return, and Layman will start its first drive. Looks like they're going to spot that at about the 36 or so. Donovan O'Leary in his third season as starting quarterback for Layman, running out to get the Cavaliers going. He had a tremendous game last week, as almost everybody for Layman did, but O'Leary especially. He ran for a bunch of yards. We'll get to his stats momentarily. He's in the gun now, takes the snap, hands it off to Pride. Pride runs, met at the line of scrimmage, and then forced back by Southeastern defenders. They may call forward progress for about a yard. Looks like that's going to be a pickup of two. 11:30 and counting. We're just underway here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. So after that pickup, it is a 2nd and 8. O'Leary calls out the play, takes the snap, keeps it himself. He runs the left towards the left hash mark, goes forward. He may have picked up a yard, not much on that, so that will bring up a 3rd and long.
Now, they did a good job that time, Southeastern, of taking away the pitch man, and O'Leary had no choice. He had to cut it upfield.
O'Leary ran for 86 yards and 3 touchdowns in that 76-6 win over Perry last week. He completed 9 of 15 passes for 199 yards with 3 touchdowns. 3rd and 6 from the 40 for Lehman. Man in motion. O'Leary gets the snap, keeps it himself, goes forward a little bit, and falls down just at about the line of scrimmage.
That was a straight quarterback run that time. They put the man in motion, looked like they were going to flip it to him, but they tried to run the quarterback draw. Southeastern was not fooled.
And the Cavaliers bring out the punt team here, facing a 4th and 5 at their own 41. Just over 10 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Carlisle in to punt for Lehman. It is fielded by the Trojans at about the 25. Cole Dent runs upfield left towards the home sideline. And he gets it to about the 38, I believe, is where they're going to spot that. So Southeastern will come on for its first offensive drive of the game. 1st and 10 at the Trojans 38. Clock at 9:54 left in this first quarter. McKee out in the shotgun. Again, call that a gun tee, I believe is what they call that hybrid shotgun wing tee formation. First run absolutely stuffed by Lehman. It was a run up the middle by Hayden Davis for Southeastern. Several Cavaliers in on that play. Starting for Lehman on defense, at defensive end, Will Ford and J.D. Barhorst. Tackles are Seth Kennedy and Jace Olding, Ethan Stiver and Dylan Schmiesing at linebacker. Here's the snap and a handoff. Run right by... That was Dent for Southeastern on that one. Oh, excuse me, that was Jonah Asbrook on that carry. He did pick up a few running left towards the home sideline, and it is now a 3rd and 4 for the Trojans at their own 44, 8:55 and counting. McKee keeps it himself on this one. He goes forward towards the middle of the field, right at about the big Sydney logo at center field, picks up the first down, and gets it just across the midfield line into, oh, they change it and move it back. So it is just barely still in Southeastern territory. Looks like the tip of the ball is right at the 50. 1st and 10 for the Trojans. Other starters on defense for Lehman at outside linebacker, Seth Knappe and O'Leary. There's another snap and a handoff for the Trojans. Pickup of 4 or 5 on the play. Hayden Davis on that carry.
Very methodic right now. Offense just trying to run it between tackles.
Rounding out Lehman's defensive starters at quarterback are Devin Pride and Deron Pride. There's the first pass of the game. McKee completes it across the 40. Down to about the 35 is Brennan Workman. And he works for a first down there for the Trojans, who are now definitely into Lehman territory. And we will mention the last Lehman defensive starter at free safety, Turner Lachey. 1st and 10 at the 38, where the ball is spotted after that big pass for Southeastern. Davis gets a handoff, runs right. He gains a few. Looks like he's just a little shy of the 30. I think that'll be at about the 31 or so. So about a pickup of 3 on that one. Clock continues to run here. 7:23 and counting for the Trojans. McKee is in his third year as a starter for Southeastern. Had a great year last year, threw for nearly 2,000 yards. He drops back to throw here on this play, being chased. He's able to scramble and cut it up, nearly gets a first down. Looks like ball may have popped out there late. I think he was down before that happened, though. That is the signal. A nice pickup on that scramble. That should be a third and short for the Trojans. Looks like that's going to be about third and two from the 28.
Lehman doing a good job of getting pressure quickly on him, and then he forced him to run, but they didn't contain him.
McKee gets a snap, hands off to Hayden Davis, who cuts right, breaks through a couple of tacklers, and bulldozes his way down to the 10-yard line. He was met early on by Lehman defenders, but he was able to push them about another 7 or 8 yards. So a nice pickup on that one. Southeastern putting together a nice opening drive here. And they will have a first and 10 at the 11. That's something every coach loves to have.
Oh, boy.
Have that ability to pick up another first down if you can't get it into the end zone. There's a run straight up the middle there. Whistle dead quickly. We'll see where Ford Progress got the ball to. Looks like...
about a yard.
Yep, not much of a pickup.
Lehman got some size in the middle of that defensive line. They're doing a good job of plugging it up right now.
McKee in the shotgun, takes a snap, and hands it off. Running left, getting upfield inside the five for the Trojans is Asbrook. That will set up a third and about four here. Ball is just inside the 5-yard line. Southeastern again can't pick up a first down here. There's a hand up to Davis up the middle. He goes forward. I don't think he got the first down. Looks like he may have gained a yard. So that will bring up about a fourth and three for the Trojans. Davis ran for 925 yards and 17 touchdowns last season. A fourth and three coming up for Southeastern. The Trojans call a timeout here to talk about the play they want to run. And we will step away for a brief timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Southeastern throws it towards the end zone. Ball comes loose. And the Trojans, oh, they call him down there. So it looks like that was a complete pass before he lost the ball.
Wow. I don't know, because he was trying to stretch the ball out, and he lost it before he hit the ground. I don't agree with that.
Well, you may have heard the officials there in the background. They say he was down before the ball came loose, as Chuck was describing. He was trying to get across the end zone for a touchdown. But as we said earlier, Southeastern was in a great spot there to get a first down. They can't get it into the end zone, but they pick up the first down. Yep. So now they have a first and goal at the one. They'll have four plays to try to get it in here. There's a handoff to Davis up the middle, and he bulldozes his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Trojans take a 6-0 lead, 4 minutes and 39 seconds left in the first quarter. What a tremendous drive there things off, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't do anything fancy. They just kind of ran it down the field. Should be a little scary for Lehman. Lehman's going to have to answer. It's early in the game, but they can't go three and out again.
Carson Craig in to kick the extra point for the Trojans. Both squads out on the field. There's a snap and the hold. Kick is up, and it is no good.
Missed it left.
Missed it left. Glad I had your set of eyes on that. So the score stays at 6-0, but the Trojans able to punch it in and take an early lead over Lehman here on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Southeastern on top of Lehman 6-0, 4 minutes and 39 seconds left in the first quarter. Nice first drive of the game by the Trojans. Lehman went 3 and out on its first drive. And the Cavaliers will now have an opportunity to respond.
Yeah, they got 3 yards on their first possession. They're going to have to pick it up. Their offense is too good.
Carson Craig back in for the kickoff for Southeastern. He kicks it down to about the 10-yard line. There to field it is Turner Lachey. He works for it a little bit, but is brought down at about the 22-yard line.
Dallas Coffey, and that was a heck of a tackle right there.
Donovan O'Leary running back out to the Lehman huddle to get the Cavaliers going. Coffey had 9 tackles in Southeastern's season-opening win over Northwestern last week and also forced a fumble. Here's the handoff by O'Leary after the snap. He gives it to Pride. Pride runs forward a little bit. Gets about 4 on the play.
That was Coffey again on the tackle. Boy, he just went right for his legs.
Deron Pride again is a 6'0" junior running back and defensive back. He had a big first game of the season last Friday against Perry. Ran for 159 yards and 2 touchdowns. Here's the snap. O'Leary keeps it himself this time. Runs left. Picks up a few more yards. That will set up about a 3rd and 4 for Lehman. They spot it at the 31-yard line, 3rd and 3 officially. .335 and counting. This has been a quick first quarter. A lot of runs by Southeastern on its first drive. A lot of runs so far by Lehman, but here comes the pass. So Leary gets the snap, throws it toward the right side, and Pride, Deron Pride, can't come up with it. Looks like the pass was a little bit behind him.
Yeah, a little high, a little wide.
So that will be another 3 and out for the Cavaliers. Now facing a 4th and 3. And they bring out the punt team here. 2 men back to receive for Southeastern. Cole Dent, and in addition, Brennan Workman. Dent gets the punt at about the 35, runs left, cuts up to the 50, inside Lehman territory along the home sideline all the way into Lehman's 30, and is brought down finally inside the 25-yard line. Great return there by Dent.
He did a great job of setting up his blocker on that side, and it got him another 25 yards.
Clock stops with 3 minutes and 11 seconds left in the first quarter. After that nice punt return by the Trojans, Ball is at the 23. First and 10 for Southeastern. McKee in the shotgun. Hayden Davis with him. There's a snap. McKee throws towards the end zone. He was looking for Jonah Acebrook. Covering him was Turner Lachey of Lehman.
That's a good job by Lachey to cover him without any interference. He just went after the ball, got in his way.
And the ball landed a few yards away from both players, as Chuck noted. Nice coverage by Lachey to make that happen. So now a second and 10 for Southeastern. McKee takes the snap, hands off to Davis. Davis runs a little to the left, then cuts up along the left hash mark and picks up a first down. They will spot that at the 13. First and 10 from there for Southeastern. 2 minutes and 50 seconds and counting to go as the clock starts again after they get the chain set. Davis takes another handoff, runs left, doesn't get much this time. Looks like forward progress will be about 2 yards. Here's another snap. McKee hands off. This time gives it to Dallas Coffey. Coffey runs right, gets it inside the 10. Close to a first down, but not quite. That's going to bring up a third and short with 2:03 and counting to go here in this first quarter. Southeastern was about an even split rushing and passing last week, but they are all on the ground so far here in this game, facing a 3rd-and-3 on the 6. Timeout called with 1:57 left in the first quarter. Trojans up 6-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Southeastern comes back out. After that, they set up an I formation here. There is a toss back to Acebrook, who runs left. He picks up the first down. He is shoved out of bounds at the 2-yard line. Interesting change of formations there for Southeastern on that one. I haven't seen the I formation in a long time.
They got the people out in front of you. Look like the old USC O.J. Simpson play.
Clock stopped with 1 minute and 50 seconds. When Acebrook was forced out. It's an eye again. McKee under center. Hands off to Davis. Davis goes forward. Don't think he quite got in, but he is very close to it. So that will set up a second and goal. Inches away from the end zone.
Yeah, he's inside the one. Hey, they stood him up there. I thought he was going to score.
I formation again for Southeastern. McKee keeps himself and stands up and goes right in there for a touchdown.
It's going to be a procedure call.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, he moved forward before he took the snap, even though he was under center.
Illegal motion.
That should make things a little more interesting here on the Trojans. We will see what a change here on offense as they go back to the 6-yard line. Still a second down for Southeastern, second and goal, and they go back to the shotgun. McKee takes the snap, hands off to Davis. Davis runs left, and he gets it almost right back to where the Trojans were before. Looks like it'll be third and one. So not inside the run, the one, excuse me, but very close to it. 1:05 and counting left in the first quarter. Southeastern lining up. Looks like the Trojans are going to go back to that I formation. Run up the middle. Lehman piles right in the middle, though, and stops the Trojans. That was a keeper by McKee. And they place the ball right at about the same spot. So now a fourth and goal for Southeastern. McKee in the eye, hands it off to Davis, and Davis dives across the end zone for a touchdown with 24 seconds left in the first quarter. That boosts Southeastern's lead to 12-0, pending the extra point attempt here. And it does look like the Trojans are going to kick it. Carson Craig on for the PAT. It's another tremendous drive full of runs for Southeastern. They are really grounding it out so far. Snap is down. Kick is up. This one is right through. Good to give Southeastern a 13-0 lead over Lehman with 24 seconds left in the first quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. It has been all Southeastern so far. The Trojans on top of Lehman, 13-0 with 24 seconds left in the first quarter. Southeastern on to kickoff after that Davis one-yard touchdown run. Chuck, you were giving me the summary there during the break of that possession. A lot of runs, 20?
20 rushes for 79 yards and 2 one-yard touchdowns by Davis.
And Lehman, as you also noted, has only run 6 plays. Here's the kickoff, though. And Pride gets it and returns it for about 20 yards there. Best return of the 3 by far for Lehman tonight. He is brought down at about the 35. So Lehman will have a little more breathing room to start its third possession of the night. But Chuck, they've just got to get something going here. Have not been able to in the first two,
3 and outs. That is not going to get it done. It's too good of an offense. They need to figure out what they can run right now.
O'Leary and Pride in the backfield. O'Leary takes the snap, hands off, and the running back runs forward. I think that was Will Ford on that carry. I stand corrected. He was back in the backfield, and that was Will Ford. He picks up about 4 yards, and that will be how the first quarter ends. Southeastern leads Lehman 13-0 as we head to the second quarter on Scores Broadcast.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Lehman has the ball to start the second quarter here, trailing Southeastern 13-0. O'Leary fires his second pass of the game. He was looking for Lachey. Ball is on the right hash mark. He threw to Lachey towards the home sideline. It was in front of Lachey. That incomplete pass will bring up a third and six for the Cavaliers from their own 39. O'Leary in the shotgun. Ford back with him. O'Leary keeps himself, runs up the middle, and goes past the 50, down into Southeastern territory. That is the first down of the night for the Cavaliers, and the first time they have been in Southeastern territory.
Offensive line opened up a nice hole that time. He faked the throw out to the side, and then the quarterback draw right up the middle.
O'Leary back with Ford in the shotgun. Here's the snap. O'Leary keeps it himself again, runs straight up the middle, and he is able to pick up a nice chunk of yards, about six. So these last two runs by Lehman have gotten its offense going for the first time tonight. Second and four from Southeastern's 41.
Well, they had 12 yards in the first quarter and 20 in the first two plays of the second quarter.
O'Leary and Ford in the gun again. O'Leary gets the pass. He's looking to throw. Launches one deep along the visitor sideline towards the end zone, and it is just over an outstretched receiver. That was Seth Kanapke.
He threw that at least 50 yards in the air.
And that was Jonah Acebrook on the coverage for Southeastern. Third and four, that incomplete pass brings up. Got to think Lehman's confident in its ability to get a first down the way O'Leary was running. Tried to get the home run there with that pass. O'Leary keeps it himself after faking a handoff, runs right, and he will be about a yard short of the first down. He was brought down by Andrew Flax of Southeastern on that one. It is a fourth and one, and Lehman is going to go for it here, trailing by 13. Just under 10:40 left in the second quarter. Ball's at the 38, and there is some early movement. That will be encroachment by Southeastern.
See, Lehman came out, and they went on a long snap. They've been going on the first noise. Now they went on the second, and this guy right over the ball. It's you should never have that happen. You don't do anything but watch the ball move, and he jumped on the sound and killed the center.
That will keep the drive alive for Lehman. O'Leary back in the shotgun. Ball is at the 33 after that penalty. He throws left. Pass is complete. And receiver moves to about the 30.
Got a
and
hold.
We have, yep, as Chuck said, a flag.
Yeah.
Holding penalty will wipe that play out.
It was obvious.
And that stops the clock with 10 minutes and 12 seconds left in the first quarter.
10-yard penalty from previous spot. Replay first down.
After that holding penalty, it'll bring up a first and 20 at the Southeastern 43 for Lehman. Be a lot of ground for the Cavaliers to make up in the next three plays. But they are showing their first signs of life tonight on offense. O'Leary back with Ford in the shotgun. O'Leary keeps it himself, runs up the middle, turns right towards the right hash mark. Picks up about 4 or 5 yards on that one. Ball is spotted just short of the 40-yard line. So that is a 2nd and 17 for Lehman. 9:40 and counting in this second quarter. Lehman waiting on the call from Lehman's sidelines. Breaks the huddle. O'Leary back with Ford in the backfield. O'Leary gets the snap. Quick throw to the left. There he finds Lachey. It is a short gain. Several Southeastern defenders there in the vicinity to wrap Lachey up quickly.
Eli Goodbar made a really nice defensive play right there. He was right on it right as soon as he caught it. He didn't even have time to turn up the field before he got hit.
It is a gain of about one, that completion was. Lehman now faces a 3rd and 16 from the Southeastern 39. Under 9 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Southeastern on top of Lehman, 13-0. O'Leary takes the snap, runs a little right, and fires another one deep toward the end zone, and it is intercepted in the end zone. With the interception is Acebrook. He was not the one covering Lehman receiver Seth Kanapke. Kanapke wanted the flag there. Didn't see who was on the coverage there for Southeastern. Acebrook came over from the left side of the field as Kanapke and the defender were going for it and was able just to get right by him and scoop that one up in the end zone for a touchback.
So, for Coach Gregory Conference.
So Southeastern will take over 1st and 10 from Lehman's 20. 8 minutes and 27 seconds left in the second quarter. And as you heard, timeout for an official coach conference.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either, but we'll take this opportunity for a brief break and be right back. Southeastern leads Lehman 13-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
So Lehman coach Dwayne Rowley went out and talked with the officials, and Lehman was charged a timeout for that. Nothing changes. Southeastern just ran to the left on the first play and gained 1 yard. That brings up a 2nd and 9 from Lehman's 21. 8:04 and counting. McKee drops back to pass. It is bobbled and incomplete. Brennan Workman had a hand on it, but couldn't quite catch the quick pass to the right. Workman was near the right hash mark. Ball is at the left hash mark. Closer to the visitor's side of the field here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Clock has stopped with exactly 8 minutes left, and we have a flag.
Right tackle lifted up.
So that will make this third down even harder for Southeastern. That will now be a 3rd and 14 from Southeastern 16. McKee in the shotgun puts Davis in motion, then throws deep. He was looking again for Workman towards the home sideline. Workman cannot come up with it. So for the first time tonight, it looks like Southeastern will punt, facing a 4th and 14.
That was a nice throw, and I think probably should have been caught.
Yeah, it looked like it went right through Workman's hands there.
There were a couple of defenders there, but I think he should have made the catch. Easy to sit up here and say that.
Southeastern will punt. Punt team is on the field. Craig on to punt for the Trojans. Lehman fields the punt at midfield. Fielding the punt was Lachey. And a quick correction, that was Dallas Coffey who punted it for Southeastern. After a decent return of about 5 or so yards, Lehman will start this drive in Southeastern territory at the 45. So Lehman had a nice defensive possession there after O'Leary's pass was intercepted in the end zone. And the Cavaliers go to work. 7:41 left in the second quarter. At Southeastern's 45, O'Leary keeps, then pitches back on the first play. He threw backwards to Lachey. I think we have a late flag. Yes, that came in there. It was not much of a pickup.
Wow, that's kind of a ticky-tack hold. He threw it after the back, right at the end of the play. Wasn't even close to the ball carrier. I don't like that call.
Lehman fans do not like that call either.
See?
And that is going to move the ball clear back to Lehman's 45. It'll be a first and 20. For Lehman, once again, they had an early penalty there on their last drive. O'Leary, way back at the 40, where he takes a snap, throws another ball deep. It is 5 yards away from Lachey. Throw was towards the home sideline.
Lehman going right into the sun now. You can tell by the shadows that the sun is right there in their faces.
Now, I am here for just about every Sydney game, and this is the time of day. I love it. Earlier in the season when the sun is still out, as you get that nice light on players' faces.
Yep.
It is not so nice when you are driving directly in it, as you were just saying. Chuck, O'Leary takes a snap here. He's looking to throw deep again, launches one. He's looking for Dylan Schmiesing. Ball bobbled. Schmiesing comes away with it. What an incredible catch. He is called down. Acted like his leg didn't hit and was trying to go continue that into the end zone for a TD, but still an incredible catch.
Wow. Great defense, and O'Leary put it the only place he could have put it where it wouldn't have been picked off.
So Lehman with a great play and is now in scoring position for the first time tonight. They haven't been deep into Southeastern territory, let alone be in the red zone before this. Clock is rolling, 6 minutes and 50 seconds left. Southeastern leads 13-0. First and goal for Lehman. O'Leary keeps it, runs right, and he is wrapped up and brought down by Cole Dent.
My goodness, they just a good tackling football team.
And Dent brought him down by the legs there. That will be a loss. Nope, they say that's a gain of one where forward progress was. Ball is at the 7 now. Second and goal for Lehman. Deron Pride back at running back for Lehman. O'Leary takes the snap, keeps it, runs forward, and is brought down quickly again. That was Hayden Davis on the tackle. That may be back at the line of scrimmage, or it may have been a bit of a loss. I think it was. Looks like they're going to put it back at the 9 now. So a loss of 2 on that one.
Well, they're not fooling them with that quarterback draw anymore. They're going to have to come up with something different to be able to move the football down here. They really need a score. They need more than 3.
3rd and 9. Good news for Lehman is they have 2 plays to get it in this position. O'Leary takes the snap. He's looking, throws into the end zone, and it is complete. There with the catch for the Cavaliers for the touchdown is Devin Pride, a junior wide receiver. And that puts Lehman on the board for the first time tonight. 5:26 left in the first quarter. Lehman has cut it to 13-6, pending the extra point. Nice throw by O'Leary and nice catch by Devin Pride.
That was a big-time throw by O'Leary. Boy, he just threw that thing out there. Perfect.
Daniel Carlisle, junior place kicker, who Coach Rowley talked about in the pregame interview, is on for the extra point attempt. Kick is up, and it is good. Lehman cuts Southeastern's lead to 13-7 with 5 minutes and 26 seconds left in the second quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
A couple of big catches there on late down situations for Lehman. Dylan Schmiesing comes up with a long catch to move the ball into the red zone. And then Devin Pride comes up with a 9-yard TD catch on a third down. And Lehman has cut Southeastern's lead to 6, 13-7, 5 minutes and 26 seconds left in the second quarter. Carlisle in for his first kickoff of the night. He boots the ball down towards the visiting sideline. There to field it for Southeastern is Workman. And he works up towards that visiting sideline about 10 yards. Gets it past the 20.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience? Would you like an extraordinary dining?
We got our halftime food delivery.
And we laid it on a commercial.
Yes, laid it on a commercial. Thank you, Coach Dave King. Southeastern will start. First and 10 at its own 23 with 5 minutes and 18 seconds left. You can tell Dave King's a baseball coach. It took a lot of accuracy to be able to hit the button for the commercial there.
Yeah, he hit it twice.
McKee drops back to pass on the first play. It's complete. Not much of a pickup, though.
Konapke with a heck of a play.
Yes. Got the receiver quickly after the pickup. That was Cole Dent who caught the pass for the Trojans. That will be a gain of 1, so 2nd and 9. Southeastern at its own 24. McKee in the shotgun. Davis back with him. McKee rolls right, throws downfield. Was a nice pass, but incomplete. Acebrook was the intended receiver. Two Lehman defenders there on the play. So that will bring up a 3rd and long for Southeastern. And this
Lehman turning this around. The momentum has certainly switched to the Cavaliers.
Absolutely. 3rd and 9 from the 24. Big play for Southeastern to try to get that momentum back. McKee in the shotgun sends Davis in motion. Here's the snap. McKee looking downfield, throws it near midfield, nearly intercepted. Ooh. The intended receiver again was Acebrook, and that was Turner Lachey who nearly picked it off.
Acebrook made a defensive play as the receiver to keep that from being an interception.
So after Southeastern ran the ball down Lehman's throats on its first two possessions of the night, this will now be the 2nd punt in a row for the Trojans. 4:39 left in the second quarter. Southeastern leads Lehman 13-7. There is the punt by Coffey. It's a decent one. Rolls down past the 40 in Lehman territory. Still decent field position for the Cavaliers, but not as good as that last one. Of course, they had a penalty that pushed them back into their own territory anyway. And again, as we mentioned a little bit ago, that is on a third down when O'Leary threw a deep pass to Dylan Schmiesing, and Schmiesing made a great catch after initially bobbling the ball, was able to come down with it as it was falling to the ground. And that set up Lehman's first TD. First and 10, ball is at the Lehman 38. There is a pass over the middle, incomplete. O'Leary was looking for Kanapke on that one.
Okay, the official on this side hadn't thrown a flag yet, so he had to throw one out. Ernie's pay.
Okay, so that is a penalty with 4 minutes 27 seconds left in the second quarter. Officials huddling.
Two players were kind of going at it. If he's going to throw a flag, I'm hoping he's going to call it both ways, but looks like it's going to be on Southeastern.
Southeastern players walking back to their own territory.
Defense, number 10, Kevin Fishel's receiver. 15-yard penalty from the previous spot. Results on a first down.
So that unnecessary roughness penalty will move the Cavaliers into Southeastern territory. It will be a first and 10 at the Southeastern 47 with 4:27 left.
Both players were standing there, and somebody got knocked to the ground. I'm not sure how rough that could have been.
O'Leary in the shotgun. He takes the snap, runs right towards the Southeastern sideline, then pitches back to Deron Pride. Pride runs out of bounds towards the Southeastern side of the field. Got close to a first down. I think he picked it up by about a yard. That'll be about a gain of 11 or 12.
Well, Larry held it, and then made the pitch at the last second. Nice gain.
First and 10 at the 37 for Lehman. The second quarter has been all Lehman after the first quarter was all Southeastern. O'Leary looking to pass, throws it right towards the Southeastern sideline. It's incomplete. Coverage on the play by Southeastern was Workman. O'Leary was looking for Kanapke on that throw. Lehman fans wanted the flag.
I think they wanted the flag on somebody who got thrown down, but their kid came up and threw a late block, and the kid from Southeastern just took him and tossed him aside.
Second and 10 after that incomplete pass. Ball again is at the Southeastern 37. Lehman in a long huddle here. O'Leary will again be joined by Pride in the backfield. Man in motion. O'Leary keeps it himself. Runs up the middle. Picks up the first down easily. Inside the 30. Looks like he got to the 29.
Yeah, a little short.
Yeah, he will be about a yard short. That'll be a third and one according to the scoreboard at the 29. The angle fooled me a little bit there. I thought he got a little bit further than what they spotted him for. O'Leary back in the shotgun with Deron Pride. Instructions coming from the sidelines. O'Leary takes a snap, keeps himself, runs up the middle, has the first down safely this time. Gets it to just shy of the 20-yard line after running up the middle. Lehman threatening to tie or take the lead before halftime if it is able to score and get an extra point.
Boy, they can keep playing like this and win this game. This is going to be a real computer points game for them.
Yes, it will be. Southeastern against 7-5 last year. O'Leary runs up the middle. Ball comes loose and A Southeastern player has it. Ball popped right out of O'Leary, right into the hands of a Southeastern player. Tough break for Lehman there. That could not have went any worse. Uh-oh. That ball popped right out and went right into the hands of Jonah Acebrook. So Southeastern will take over at the 15. It was going to be another nice pickup by O'Leary. Somehow just popped out of it. I mean, it almost looked like there was nobody there, but it looked like somebody came and punched it out the way it just shot out of his arm like that. So after the fumble, Southeastern goes to work. Here is the handoff. Running left is Dent. Dent gets it across the 30, up the Southeastern sidelines, across the 40, over the 50, into Lehman territory, and is shoved out of bounds at the Lehman 40. Clock stops with 2 minutes and 46 seconds left. So in two plays, Southeastern gets a fumble and moves it into Lehman territory, and now it is the Trojans that are looking to strike before halftime. First and 10 at the Lehman 40.
Boy, that's just a tough break for Lehman. They were getting ready to probably take the lead here.
McKee hands off to Hayden Davis. He runs left, bulldozes his way forward. He was nearly brought down, but fights for 5 extra yards, and it will now be a second and about 3. Nice extra effort by Davis to get the ball inside the 35. It's at the 32. And we have a whistle. Lehman is going to take its last timeout of the first half. We will step aside here with the Trojans leading 13-7. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Buy a drink, a delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the 2 chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's, 2 chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand-battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the 2 chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
2 minutes and 18 seconds left in the second quarter after a fumble that went right into the arms of a Southeastern defender. And one big run. The Trojans knocking on the door. Second and 2 at the Lehman 32 with 2:18 to go. That was again Lehman's last timeout of this first half. Both teams back in. McKee and Hayden Davis in the backfield for Southeastern. McKee hands off to Davis. Davis runs left towards the Southeastern sideline, breaks a tackle, runs up, gets inside the 20, down to about the 15, where he goes out of bounds. So the Trojans in the red zone again. Clock stop with 2:08 left. Plenty of time to work with here for Southeastern.
That's just a momentum killer, boy.
Yes. McKee takes a snap, hands off again to Davis. Davis runs left. This is going to be a short gain. A gaggle of Lehman defenders are there to bring him down. Ball at the 13, and that looks like that will be spotted for a loss of 2. So it is back just outside the 15 now. Official spot at the 14, that is. McKee in the shotgun. He keeps it himself, runs right. Doesn't get much on that one. Maybe a yard. He may have just gotten back to the line of scrimmage. That will bring up a third long in Southeastern. Has the opportunity to get a first down. It doesn't need to get it into the end zone here. McKee drops back to pass. He's looking towards the end zone. He was aiming for Workman. Incomplete pass. Deron Pride was on the coverage for the Cavaliers on that one. So a 4th and 11 at the 14 for Southeastern with 58 seconds left. Trojans ahead 13-7.
31-yard field goal attempt coming up here.
As Southeastern brings in its field goal team. Carson Craig getting ready for the 31-yard attempt. Here's a snap, holds down, kick is up, and it is good. So that will push Southeastern's lead to 16-7 with 54 seconds left in the second quarter. Craig did see some action. Last week he was 1-for-3 on extra point attempts in that 28-20 win over Southeastern, but he did make a 24-yard field goal. So that is his second field goal of the season tonight. Southeastern's lead is up to 9 with just 54 seconds left before halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Carson Craig comes in to kick off after making a 31-yard field goal attempt to put Southeastern ahead 16-9. And Lehman will get the ball here at its...
Well, it's going to be... It went out of bounds at the 40. They don't... It's not going to mark this at the 35. He's got a good...
He is 5 yards from where the ball went out of bounds. It'll be first down, down at the 40-yard line.
I guess that is some sort of rule change. If you heard that in the background, that explanation, they give it a 5-yard penalty from where it went out of bounds at.
But that's where it went out of bounds.
Yes,
it didn't go out at the 35. It went out at the 40.
So they give Lehman the ball at its own 40. First and 10, 54 seconds left. Cavaliers will try to get a quick score here. O'Leary drops back to pass. He is looking deep. Plenty of time. Then throws a short one over towards the Southeastern sideline to Lachey. And there comes a flag.
Absolutely. That was late, out of bounds, real late.
Silly penalty there for Southeastern. So that's going to make it that much more likely that Lane will be able to do something here. Was a reception of about 8 yards where they mark it. And now, after that penalty, that is going to put it inside Southeastern territory. And the ball is moved all the way down to the 37 of Southeastern. 46 seconds left. So Lehman has some time here. O'Leary takes a snap. Looks, throws deep, pass way away from the receiver though. Receiver slow to get up along the Lehman sideline after falling down.
That's got to be some kind of a cramp, I'm hoping.
For an injured player.
While the trainers tend to that player. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you about a new sponsor, Francis Manufacturing on East Main in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive, it is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it has to be because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Their highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Their workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing is proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Layman receiver comes to his feet and is slowly walking back towards his teammates. That was Devin Pride, who was the attendant receiver on that one. Layman goes quickly back to work. O'Leary rolls left and then throws a pass, almost a lateral, to Turner Lachey. It's a little bit ahead. Will be a pickup of a few. That was a 2nd and 10 Layman was facing.
He had a flag. I'm not sure what this is.
Here comes the call from the officiating crew.
Illegal chop block.
Illegal block all the way.
So that will move Layman back into its own territory. That should move the ball back to Layman's 48. 35 seconds left. And that's going to bring up a 2nd and forever for the Cavaliers. O'Leary will have an opportunity to get his arm out for this. Layman has a lot of ground to cover in the next two plays.
Yeah, well, Southeastern, you can tell what they're doing is they're only rushing three people, and they're doing coverage on everything. He's got plenty of time to throw the ball back there.
2nd and 25 is what it is after that penalty. Ball at the Layman 48. O'Leary takes the snap. He's looking. And he takes off running, gets it back into Southeastern territory, across the 45, and runs out of bounds into Southeastern players. That will cut it down to about a 3rd and 17 or so, 27 seconds left. Ball is at the Southeastern 43. O'Leary in the backfield. Takes a snap. He's looking long. Looking downfield. And launches it over the middle. Lachey. Oh, nearly came down with it. Ball pops loose at the last second. Just as he was hitting the turf.
Boy, yeah, he got hit right when the ball got there. And he still almost made the catch.
Clock has stopped with 18 seconds left. And that was Seth Konapke who was the intended target there, so we'll correct that. No, I stand corrected again. That was Dylan Schmiesing who was the intended target there. He had a big, deep reception earlier in the night. Schmiesing almost came up with that one, but couldn't quite do it. So now Layman facing a 4th and 17. Clock has stopped with 18 seconds left in this second quarter. And Layman preparing to punt. Punt is fielded at the 10-yard line and returned by Coffey of Southeastern. He picks up about 10 there. 8 seconds left. Bring up a 1st and 10 for Southeastern at the 18. One would assume they'll take a knee here and get to halftime with a 9-point lead. Reminder, we'll have our halftime report sponsored by AAG and Schnipple with complete statistics. And we will also hear from new Layman Athletic Director Mark Brunswick, Jack Kramer did an interview with him earlier this week.
At the end of the second quarter.
He took over as baseball coach here at Lehman earlier this year and is now taking over as athletic director as well. Southeastern does take a knee, so that does end the first half here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Southeastern on top of Lehman 16-7. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Halftime coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. And halftime is also brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Here with the halftime stats is Chuck McBee.
Well, they kind of evened up. The first quarter was absolutely all Southeastern. And then Lehman came back, had the turnover, gave up the field goal that they trailed by 9 at the half. Lehman ran the ball 17 times for 79 yards, most of that O'Leary. He was 3 of 12 throwing the ball for 52 yards, 131 total yards for the Cavaliers, 6 first downs, turned it over twice. Both turnovers were tough and cost them in the first half. For Southeastern, they were 27 rushes, 152 yards, only 2 of 8 throwing it for 17 yards, 169 total yards, 7 first downs. Did not turn the ball over in the first half, probably the key for the 9-point lead at halftime.
Southeastern again ahead 16-7 over Lehman at halftime. Halftime brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the amazing glass connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium. Stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schniffel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schniffel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schniffel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schniffel, the president of Schniffel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schniffel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schniffel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schniffel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schniffel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Southeastern ahead at 16-7 over Lehman here at halftime of a non-conference game at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Southeastern scored the first 13 points. Lehman struck back with a touchdown in the second quarter, was driving and knocking on the door for a potential second before a fumble cost them one. Southeastern drove down, was stopped short of getting a touchdown, but was able to kick a field goal to take a 9-point halftime lead. As we mentioned earlier, Mark Brunswick is the new athletic director at Lehman Catholic. He is also Lehman's head baseball coach, and he enjoyed many outstanding seasons coaching at Bell Fountain. Jack Kramer of scoresbroadcast.com caught up with Brunswick this week. The two discussed a number of topics, including the major impact of Mark's dad, Lou, and how analytics have changed the game of baseball.
Mark, here at the outset of the interview, I think it's only appropriate to talk about your dad, Lou, Coldwater's head coach from 59 to 93 in baseball. His high school teams, his Legion teams, won probably 1,400 games, 10 state baseball Final Fours in 35 seasons, championships in 83, 84, 87, 90, 92, state runner-up twice, 20 MAC championships, member of the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame, Acme Hall of Fame. Did you learn anything from your dad, Lou?
well, Jack, you know, it just comes down to what I really liked about my dad. He's just a great man, such a great role model for all the kids, not just me, not just this kid, or every kid. Like his book. His book is titled that he wrote is called Everyone Counts. It didn't matter if you're number 16 on the team or if you're number one on the team or whatever, you all counted. And my dad was a very special guy and passed away actually coming up September 30th on his first year of it and so forth, and miss him dearly. But I just have taken so much from him. And what is really amazing that I took from him is just the idea of professionalism, patience, and guidance. You know, I know there's X's and O's to the sport and this and that, but the biggest thing you can ask many of his past players is not the awards, it's not the wins, it's not all this and that. It was the everyday relationships he created with his kids.
Talk about your family, your extended family. A lot of baseball, professional baseball, mm-hmm. played among you folks.
Yeah, very athletic family. Tommy got drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies by legendary scout Jack. You might have heard of Tony Lucadello. Okay. Tony signed 52 big leaguers, and Tony was a dear friend of the family, too. He actually signed my father, too, Lou. And that's when Lou went to, and played for the Philadelphia A's and so forth, my dad. And, you know, I got drafted in the third round by the New York Mets with Bob Wellman. And my brother played a couple years at Wright State University with Coach Nischwitz and so forth. But even bigger to the story that doesn't get credit with our athletic family is not necessarily the boys, is the girls in our family. You talk about dynamite gymnasts. We had three, Jane, Carol, and Amy all had full ride athletic scholarships in gymnastics too.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Amazing. You've got two kids, and you and your wife have two children.
Benjamin and Mackenzie. Mackenzie now is in Indianapolis. She works at the hospital in Indianapolis. They have a kid named Lewis Jr.
Okay.
After my father. And it's sort of a story there and so forth in itself. And they're expecting here in the next week or two their second child. So that's on the way. Mackenzie was very fortunate to play 4 years at Ohio University with softball.
Oh, neat.
Very proud of her in regards to that. They got beat by Tennessee in the regional finals, one kick away from going to the College World Series.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, they had a really good team. And my son Benjamin is a great young man. I'm so proud of him. He is an interior design now, working down in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife Gay of 38 years, are very proud of our kids.
For you, two highly successful coaching stints at Bell Fountain, a stint at Marysville, and you're here now at Lehman Catholic as the director of athletics at Lehman.
It's come full circle. You know, I've always wanted to be in a sort of an AD athletic role and so forth. I always wanted to maybe be in an administration leadership position a little bit, as they like to say. But the biggest thing that helped me lead to that, you know, I think being a teacher in the classroom, being with kids all the time, you learn how to develop relationships, Jack. You learn that. And that's the key to life, in my opinion.
Yep.
Just relationships with people. And by doing that with the students, it preps you for an administrator role. And I think that helps me out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud of my years at Bell Fountain. We were able to go to the state Final Four 2 years, put together I would say a decent program, had over 75 kids played college baseball, 24 D1s, three professional athletes, and were able to combine all those and get over $300,000 worth of scholarship money.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it was a great stint there, and obviously very fortunate to be able to get to the 500 win platform. Mm-hmm. And it was good to see and reach. Just dearly missed my dad being around that situation and so forth, because truthfully, Jack, he means the world to me. And he was my role model, and very special.
You know, to some degree, coaching baseball has changed. The way it's played has changed for sure. We're pretty deep into the analytics now, and the old school game as we knew it is in the past for a lot of coaches and on the diamond.
I knew you were going to get me started on this. I knew it. But here's what I think, Jack. I think it's coming full circle.
Okay.
I really do. I think it's right around the corner where people are going to start getting back to the basics of the game, making contact, this and that, throwing strikes. I think we're getting closer. But, yeah, you know, everybody's chasing sort of numbers nowadays, and we're starting to find out that it's creating pockets and holes in the game.
Sure.
You know, too many strikeouts, too many ball fours. As Dad said, anything in seven innings, anything above two walks in a game is not a good outing.
Yeah.
You know, and so he always stressed that. But I think it's coming. I think analytics is good to a certain degree. But I think we've gotten so far into the numbers that it's really bogged the game down.
I want to close out commenting about your football coaching staff you've assembled here at Layman Catholic. I really like it. Strong, young coaches who communicate so well with your players here at Layman.
Give that credit straight to Dwayne Raleigh. Dwayne has done a great job. Dwayne assembled his staff. Those are his assistants from past years and even present from last year and so forth. Dwayne's got good direction. He's got good intensity, you know, being from Northwest Ohio and those areas where things are pretty serious up there. I think he's got the right approach to excellence, to put the work in. And when you do those things, a lot of times W's follow.
And this Layman team certainly has the potential to win 7 or 8 here in 2023.
I think so. The big key, because we're still on the stage of our whole school of building numbers back up, is staying healthy. That is so key. And even Coach would say that. Even in baseball with McKinger and myself, you know, if one goes down, it's a big thing. But as soon as we keep getting those numbers and the enrollment and keep working and working and working with numbers, I think you would see a very promising side to Layman Catholic.
And that was Layman Catholic new athletic director Mark Brunswick, again also Layman's baseball coach. He's enthusiastic, taking over as AD for the Cavaliers and looking forward to helping the athletic teams at Layman improve. Southeastern leads Layman here tonight in the non-conference football game, 16-7. It was a good first half. Looked like Southeastern may have run away with it, but the Cavaliers fought back in the second quarter and made it a game. We're going to pause for a brief commercial break, and when we come back, we will talk a little more about the first half. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I am Bryant Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, joined by Chuck McBee.
Known as a lot of things that we won't go into.
Here for a non-conference game between Southeastern and Layman. The Trojans on top 16-7 at halftime. Again, both these teams victorious in week one. Somebody will come away with their first loss of the season tonight. Other area scores we mentioned in our pregame was the game of the week here on Scores Broadcast last night. Versailles beat Fort Laramie 35-0. Last night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, the Yellow Jackets scored the first three touchdowns on their way to a 28-14 win over Stebbins. And Anna traveled to Brookville and lost in a nail biter 28-21. Southeastern ahead 16-7 here at halftime. Again, as we talked about, Chuck, a good response by Layman in that second quarter.
Yeah, that it was just so unfortunate that O'Leary, who was having a terrific quarter, gave up the ball on that when he got hit down there about the 15, and that turned into a field goal. And instead of having a chance to take a one-point lead, they're now down two scores again to start the half.
Well, some odd things there in that first quarter, including that one fumble that you were just talking about, one of the unfortunate things that happened for Lehman, where it looked like somebody popped it out of O'Leary's arms, except there was nobody that had popped it out. It just absolutely flew out and flew right into the arms of Southeastern's Jonah Acebrook, and some odd penalties. We'll have to talk to an official here sometime. I think there's been some rule changes that we're not sure of, including that kickoff out of bounds, 5-yard penalty that they put where it looked like it went out of bounds. So, interesting stuff. And another one goes out of bounds.
Let's see what they do here.
Yep.
According to that, the ball should actually be on the rule is the 35. It has nothing to do with where it goes out of bounds. It's the 35.
Has elected to put the ball in play at the 35-yard line. First down.
So as Chuck just said, as the official said there, Southeastern takes it at the 35 after Lehman kicks off to start the third quarter.
I think you could have them move the ball back 5 yards and re-kick, but you don't move the ball 5 yards up from where
right.
it went out of bounds.
Right. Interesting. So again, after that kickoff goes out of bounds, Southeastern takes it at its own 35 to start the second half. And Acebrook gets a handoff and runs a left toward the Southeastern sideline. Gets a pickup of about 5 on that one. Southeastern in red pants and white jerseys. They're going from left to right here in the second half at Sydney Memorial Stadium on your computer or mobile device. Lehman in all blue going from right to left in this third quarter.
And for an injured defensive player.
We have a Lehman player who has dropped to the field here. Clock has stopped with 11 minutes 56 seconds left in the third quarter. It will be a 2nd and 5 for the Trojans from Lehman's 40 when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
And Devin Pride being helped off the field by a Lehman trainer. Looks like a cramp. He also went down with one earlier in the game.
You got to hydrate, but the hydration has to come before the game. You can't hydrate at this point. It ain't going to help.
Now, it was certainly a rough week, heat and humidity-wise.
Wow.
It is cooling off, though, and it looks like this Friday will be a very nice night for football. Of course, tonight a lot better than last night and a lot better than any of the few teams that had to play on Thursday this week. Thursday was a very hot one. I saw some games were being moved to 8 o'clock kickoffs because of the heat around the state.
Well, at Fort Loramie last night, you looked to the into the sun. It was one of the most miserable nights I've ever had first half doing a football game.
Short pick up there on a run by Southeastern. Sets up a 3rd and 5 at the 40. Fumbled snap, and Southeastern recovers. But there is Will Ford coming back into the backfield for Lehman to wrap up Hayden Davis, who is the one who was able to grab that football and recover the fumble for Southeastern. So it will be a 3-and-out for the Trojans to start things here in the third quarter.
With that precision running the first two times they had the ball, they really are struggling now.
Back to return the punt is Turner Lachey for Lehman. And in for the punt is Coffey for Southeastern. He gets it off. It goes past Lachey. Rolls inside the 20 to near the 15 to the 14, and that is where Southeastern will touch it. So, yes, nice punt and a nice roll, and Lehman will be deep in its own territory to start its first drive of the second half. Again, it was a 70-point victory for Lehman over Lima Perry last Friday. Everybody knew this game here on Saturday night was going to be a tougher challenge. Lehman struggled offensively in the first quarter, but got going in the second. Cavaliers facing a first and 10 at their own 9 to start the third quarter. There is a run up the middle by Daron Pride for Lehman. He was able to get about 5 yards. They spot the ball. No, just short of the...
They were wrong. The ball was on the 13, not the 9.
Thank you, yes. That's a shorter pickup of about 3 for Lehman. Second down, O'Leary drops back to pass, throws right towards the southeastern sideline. It's incomplete. He's looking for Turner Lachey. That will bring up a third down. A ball is at the 16-yard line. It will be a third and 7 for Lehman from there. 9:57 left in the third quarter. Southeastern on top of Lehman, 16-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I think possibly the scoreboard operator is getting a nap in.
Play called in from the sidelines. Lehman breaks the huddle. O'Leary in the backfield. And he hands it off to Pride. Pride runs up the middle and gets the first down for Lehman. He's brought down just short of the 30 after a nice run up the middle.
Nice job by the offensive line. Opened up a nice hole for him. Big first down right there, and to get him away from their end zone.
Pride, a 6'0", 180-pound junior running back for the Cavaliers.
He's very athletic. I've watched him play basketball. He's an athlete.
O'Leary in the gun with Pride now. There's a snap. O'Leary keeps it himself. One runs toward the right hash mark. Picks up a few, but it will be a third and about 6 or so.
Second down.
Thank you. Second down on that. Okay. All right. They just got the first down. Second and about 6. At the 37, O'Leary in the gun. Quick pass. He finds Lachey on the left side toward Lehman's sideline. It will be a first down. Looks like he got it just across the 38. So Lehman moving here. Cavaliers huddle most of the time. They don't rush anything. O'Leary drops back here in the shotgun. Under pressure. He's able to get a pass off and finds Pride. Pride gets across the 50 to the 40. Up the Lehman sideline and forced out of bounds. Close to the 30. Broken play. Lehman was able to make something of it. We do have a flag down. Back near the original line of scrimmage.
I think it might be on Southeastern. Late hit maybe on the quarterback.
And that is exactly what the call is. So not only was that a big pickup on the complete pass to Pride, but that penalty tacked on will put Lehman in the red zone. Ball is near the 18. It will be first and 10 for Lehman from there with 8:33 left in the third quarter.
That was a very nice play by O'Leary that time. He was in trouble, and he did a great job of finding Pride.
O'Leary and Pride in the backfield, in the shotgun again. O'Leary puts Pride in motion. He gets the handoff and runs up the middle himself, gets inside the 15, inside the 10, running straight up the middle, along the left hash mark.
That's a well-designed play. They put him in motion. The linebacker in the middle goes with the motion, and it opens up a big hole right up the middle.
And that sets up a first and goal for Lehman with the ball at the 8. 8:26 left in the third quarter. Cavaliers trail by 9. O'Leary sends Pride in motion again. keeps the handoff, keeps the snap, excuse me, himself, runs up the middle, and gets inside the five. And we have a whistle for an injured Southeastern player. Looks like a Trojan is cramping up. 8:14 left in the third quarter. Lehman knocking on the door, trailing by nine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
That was Brennan Workman, who is now walking up on both feet towards the sideline. Think that was a cramp. Lehman comes back out, facing a second and goal at the four. They're going up the middle and into the end zone for Lehman is O'Leary.
Well, that quarterback draw is just wide open. Southeastern's going to need to figure something out.
4-yard touchdown run for the Cavaliers. Extra point attempt by Daniel Carlisle coming up. Kick is up. And it is good. Lehman has cut Southeastern's lead to 16-14 with 8:05 left in the first quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Donovan O'Leary has had a nice second and so far third quarter for Lehman, and he has helped the Cavaliers cut down what was a 13-point deficit to 2. Southeastern leads 16-14 with 8:05 left in the third quarter after that 4-yard touchdown run. Those quarterback draws are working well for him, Chuck.
Well, they're putting them in motion. The linebackers are clearing out the middle, and they block the interior linemen. Nothing they can do about it.
Kickoff goes down and is fielded at the 20-yard line. Southeastern player dives on it there. That was Cole Dent who dives on it.
Well, he almost waited too long. That was almost a turnover. That was Lehman ball if they could have fallen on it. Felon's not a word. Well, it is, but it's not the same thing.
So Southeastern, who, as we've talked about, was such a dominating rushing team in the first quarter, has not had the same amount of success since then. The Trojans will try to put together a drive here and extend their lead. McKee takes the snap and hands it off to Coffee. Coffee runs right towards the Lehman sideline. Ball was initially at the left hash mark, and Coffee ran it right to the right hash mark. That is a gain of 5. It will be second. All right, they officially say second and 4. Ball is at the 28 now. Nice defensive play by Lehman. Stops Southeastern from getting anything there. Hayden Davis carried it and ran right towards the Lehman sideline.
Ethan Stiver made a hit there, boy. Hit him right and just didn't let go of him.
They will leave the ball at the line of scrimmage, so it is going to be a third and four at the 28. 7:01 and counting left in the third quarter. Cavaliers trying to force a three and out. McKee gets the play from the sideline. He's in the shotgun with Hayden Davis. McKee keeps it, runs left, looks, throws, and finds a receiver. That is Coffey. It is a first down. The short pickup moves the ball to about the 38. Nice play by the Trojans. McKee rolled to his left there, back towards his own sideline. And Southeastern now out of the shotgun goes to work again, but this is going to be a loss. Coffey took a handoff. Forward progress will still result in a big loss. They are moving it back to the 35. So that is a loss of about four or so.
And he was tackled by about seven different Lehman Cavaliers.
Yes. Lehman all over that one. McKee looks to pass, drops back, throws the left side. There he finds Cole Dent. Dent races past the 50 into Lehman territory towards the southeastern sideline and is forced out of bounds. Looks like near the 40. It'll be right at the 40. So a quick pickup. Nice reception there for Southeastern. And the Trojans in Lehman territory for the first time since late in that second quarter when they were forced to settle for a field goal.
Now they ran that tunnel screen, and that time Dent, when he caught it, instead of continuing in, saw he could cut it to the outside and picked up a nice gain.
McKee takes the snap, keeps it himself, goes forward, and gets back to the line of scrimmage. McKee threw for 140 yards and two touchdowns last week. McKee throws here, completes a pass to Workman. Brennan Workman goes forward and picks up about seven or eight. Looks like they will spot the ball at the 44 or so. And there is a roughing the passer penalty against Lehman. I did not see that, Chuck. Did you?
Nope. But there's the flag. Boy, it's how do you rough the passer on a something he stabs the ball 2 seconds before he releases it?
It's another interesting question. We've had a couple here tonight. That will move the ball all the way up to the 19-yard line. Southeastern in the red zone. There's a pass over to Davis. Davis gets inside the 10, gets inside the 5, along the visitor sideline, and gets across the end zone, the official says, for a touchdown. So that is a 23-yard touchdown reception. McKee threw to Davis a short pass. Davis ran left towards the visitor sideline and was able to race up and into the end zone. I thought he was out before he got the ball over, but the officials say he got it over. So Southeastern responds. The Trojans are up 22-14, pending the extra point. And they could regain a 9-point lead. The kick is up. There's a flag. Kick was good. Teams are running off the field, so it looks like that was a Lehman penalty. And that, again, is Carson Craig, who handles the kicking duties for the Trojans, who made that extra point. Southeastern on top, 23-14. The officials are still huddling here. We will take a break and tell you what they decide in a minute. This is Scores Broadcast. Com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangeman.fh.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Cutaway Styling Salon has been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. They'll style your hair and make it shine at Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubeau is the owner and stylist. Additional stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped except accessible? Yes, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Their experience, your style, and they will help you create it. Walk in to Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Southeastern kicks off after that touchdown reception.
Bounced out of bounds about the one, so it's going to be on the 35 or a re-kick. Or they're going to move it up to the six because they get a five-yard penalty.
Free kick out of bounds. Kicking team. Lady Catholic has elected to put the ball in play at the 35-yard.
So that is what they have done. Now, there was a five-yard penalty on the kickoff. What the officials were talking about as we went to break was the fact that a layman player did not get off the field in time before that extra point was kicked. Ball goes to the 35. Southeastern nearly was able to pin Lehman deep. As Chuck said, it goes out of bounds. Lehman will go back to work and try to respond after that Southeastern touchdown. And there is a whistle on Lehman's first play. Again, they were facing a first and five at their own 35. That is a false start against the Cavaliers. So it will now be a first and 15 from the 30. Clock is stopped with 4 minutes and 51 seconds. Southeastern again ahead 23-14 after that touchdown reception by Hayden Davis. Man in motion for Lehman. O'Leary drops back to throw. He looks deep. It's up and intercepted. That ball was up for grabs, and it is Jonah Acebrook who comes away with it. Flag is down, and it is a penalty against Southeastern.
We pull for the home team, but I think that was a bogus interference call right there.
I mean, that ball was up for grabs because there was no receiver near it. I didn't see any of those defensive backs or defenders in the area for Southeastern do anything to the layman receiver. But the penalty will give Layman a first down. Ball was right at the 30. So it should be right at the 45 now. It'll be first and 10 there for the Cavaliers with 4 minutes and 40 seconds left. O'Leary in the backfield after that penalty. Takes the snap and hands it off to Pride. Deron Pride runs a little left and picks up about 4 yards before he is brought down. It will be a 2nd and 7 for the Cavaliers at their own 48. Pride again had a nice game last week as he ran for nearly 160 yards and two touchdowns in that 70-point win against Lima Perry. He gets the hand off from O'Leary here, gets a first down as he runs right towards the southeastern sidelines. Brought down at about the southeastern 44. It'll be first and 10 for Lehman from there. Two good runs by Pride there. Most of Lehman's rushing yards had come from O'Leary before those two plays. O'Leary back in the shotgun, drops back to pass, throws it up along the visitor's sideline, nearly intercepted, and is intercepted. It was Acebrook who picks it off.
Wow.
So after that first interception was negated due to a pass interference penalty, Southeastern and Acebrook specifically are able to intercept a pass there. A Lehman player is down. Acebrook just has a nose for the ball, Chuck. He intercepted that one in the first half in the end zone. He was the one who intercepted the one that was negated by penalty, and that one, which stands, will be his second of the night.
Yeah, that was a terrific interception.
Clock has stopped with 3 minutes and 32 seconds left in the third quarter as the trainers tend to the injured Lehman player. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details in Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
Seth Kanapke up on his feet, walking towards the Lehman sideline. Looks like that was just a cramp. We've had a lot of them here tonight.
That's what I was saying, that when we were off at Laramie last night, when it was 170 degrees on the field, we only had one. I don't know what the problem is here tonight.
Southeastern, again, before we took that break, intercepted a pass. It was Jonah Acebrook with the interception. That was at Southeastern's 15, so the Trojans are deep in their territory. Another nice play by Acebrook. He is a senior running back and defensive back. There is a flag on the first play of this possession by Southeastern. The Trojans ran up the middle, right into the Lehman lineman. And there is a receiver and a defensive back that went to the ground back at the 30. No flag thrown for that.
Getting incredibly chippy out here right now. And what this was they had two people in motion at the same time.
Okay.
But, yeah, this shot out here, they need to get a little control of this.
5 yard penalty from the previous.
That is going to put Southeastern back on its own 10. So it will be a first and 15 from there. 3:23 left in the third quarter. Southeastern leads Lehman 23-14. Always a dangerous position when you're that close to your own end zone. McKee in the backfield for the Trojans, and there is another whistle right as the snap came, and that is a timeout by Lehman. We will stay here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you about Jackson Center Pro Hardware. You won't believe the savings at your Pearl Hardware store at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Take advantage of major price cuts on DeWalt power tools. Receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pearl Hardware are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Special prices at Professional Service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like it on Facebook and tell Darren Yinkst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. They make buying hardware easy. So a player was sent off for an equipment issue, if you couldn't hear the officials there in the background. Lehman initially was going to be charged with a timeout, and they are not. So we will do this again. First and 15 from the 10 for Southeastern. There's the snap. McKee hands off. It is a short gain to the left. I believe that was Davis they gave the ball to. And he is the one who emerges from under a pile of Lehman defenders.
They've had 8 rushes here in the third quarter for 2 yards.
And on that last drive, it was almost all through the air, and Davis is the one who caught the touchdown pass. That was a 23-yard touchdown reception, right?
Yes.
Chuck?
Yes.
And that is what boosted the lead for Southeastern. Back up to 9 points. There is a run up the right side towards the Lehman sideline by Coffey. He has more success there, but it will still be a third and about 4 for the Trojans. Third and 3, they call it. From the 22 for Southeastern. He ran out of bounds on that play, so clock has stopped with 2 minutes and 25 seconds left. McKee in the shotgun, drops back, throws left. Pass complete, but a Lehman defender there to keep the gain short. Believe that was Will Ford for Lehman.
Well, they tried to run that same little tunnel screen that time, and Lehman was ready for it.
That is no gain. It will be a 4th and 3 from the 23. And the Trojans ready to punt here. Standing back at Lehman's 45. There is the punt, and it is fielded. And that was Turner Lachey. Could not get a view of his numbers as he was almost directly in front of us. He is able to work the ball up about 15 yards, ran left toward the Lehman sideline, and the Cavaliers will start this drive at the Southeastern 40 with 1 minute and 31 seconds left in the third quarter. Lehman has taken advantage of some good field position here in this game.
It would behoove them to go down here and get a score.
Like you said, though, Chuck, a couple of turnovers have been costly. They've helped contribute to this difference. But again, Southeastern jumped out early in this game, 13-0 in the first quarter. Short pass completed, gets the ball to the 39. It will be a 2nd and 9 for Lehman. Believe that was Kanapke that caught that pass, Chuck. Did you look?
Yeah, it was.
So O'Leary in the shotgun. He throws towards the left, the home sideline this time. There's Lachey with the reception. He goes out of bounds, and there is a flag coming in for a late hit. And I don't think there is anyone in this stadium who didn't see that.
My goodness, what an incredibly stupid play.
And that is at least the second time Southeastern has done that tonight.
He was on the other side of the solid white there to keep the players back off the field.
So the Cavaliers will really be in business. Clock has stopped with 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Lehman trails Southeastern 23-14. And the Cavaliers, after that penalty, will be in the red zone. Ball is spotted all the way at the 16-yard line. Both teams ready for the play. O'Leary in the shotgun. He has Will Ford with him in the backfield this time. O'Leary runs up the middle, gains a couple, gets it inside the 10, and there he is met by a number of Southeastern players. And they whistle the play dead. Ford progress will be marked just inside the 10. That should be a second and about four. We have an injured Southeastern player right now. He is quickly brought to his feet, though. It's like another cramp.
That was more like a going to the emergency room there.
Looks like they're going to take the injury timeout regardless. We will stay here on scoresbroadcast.com. 23-14, Southeastern leads. Lehman in position here to cut back into this and cut the gap to as little as one if they make a two-point conversion, and it would be two if they go for the traditional extra point. With some question coming into this one, Chuck, about how improved Lehman was, because Lima Perry is struggling and didn't know how much to take away from that 76-16 victory. And while Lehman A doesn't want to lose and B doesn't want to lose by nine like this, I think they have definitely already shown improvement here tonight.
From last year, yes.
Going toe-to-toe with a Southeastern team that was 7-5 a year ago and a playoff team. And the Trojans, again, had a lot back, including McKee and Davis, among others. Lehman tried to get a playoff there. Was hit with a penalty, though. False start.
That's the second false start on the quarterback. One on Lehman now and one on Southeastern. You don't see that very often.
So a second and three, as it would have been, has turned into a second and eight from the 14. Clock is rolling. 15 seconds and counting left in this third quarter. O'Leary back with Will Ford in the backfield. Here's a snap. O'Leary takes the handoff. Runs right. Gets to about the 10 and is met by Southeastern defenders. And that will be the final play of the third quarter. The squads will switch sides when we come back. Southeastern leads Lehman 23-14 entering the fourth quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Southeastern on top of Lehman 23-14 as we start the fourth quarter here of this non-conference game at Sydney Memorial Stadium. But Lehman in the red zone facing a third and eight at the 14. O'Leary in the backfield along with Deron Pride to start things off. O'Leary hands off to Pride. Pride runs right, gets inside the five, gets close, and are they going to call it a touchdown? Nope, they call him down just short of the goal line.
Looked good to me.
He was falling down close to the goal line, and Chuck, I thought, like you did, that he got across before his knee was on the ground. The officials say otherwise. Still, it will be a first and goal at the one for Lehman. K Cavaliers in a shotgun. Will Ford now in the backfield with O'Leary. O'Leary takes a snap, runs straight ahead, and he dives across the end zone for a touchdown. He was initially met by two Southeastern defenders, but he fought through on his second effort and got across for the one-yard touchdown. 11 minutes and 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Lehman has cut Southeastern's lead to 23-20. One of those Southeastern defenders was down with what looked to be a cramp. He is up now. They did not bring out the trainers, so Daniel Carlisle for Lehman in for the extra point attempt. Kick is up, and it is good. Lehman cut Southeastern's gap to 2 points again, 23-21. Just 40 seconds into the fourth quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Finley. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Lehman has scored its second touchdown of the second half and has once again cut Southeastern's lead to 2 points, 23-21. Southeastern responded last time and was able to push its advantage back up to nine. The Trojans will try that again here in the fourth quarter. Daniel Carlisle kicks it off. It is a short kick. I assume they were trying for an onside kick there, Chuck.
They were just trying to pooch it. They didn't want a long run back. I don't think he meant to kick it out of bounds at the 38.
So I assume Southeastern will take it here, close to the 45. They are asking Southeastern coach Alex Woods.
This is so weird. They get that is weird. I don't understand that rule.
Yeah, as we said, must be some sort of new rule change. It took us by surprise, and I hadn't noticed that in our first few games this year. Southeastern has it at its own 45, 11 minutes and 20 seconds left in the fourth quarter. McKee takes a snap, throws right to Hayden Davis, who left the backfield. Pass is complete, but that's going to be a loss of four, it looks like.
That was a great coverage.
And again, like many players for both these squads, O'Leary plays both ways. And as Chuck noted, he was all over that one. Second and 14 for Southeastern. Ball is at its own 42. Davis takes a handoff, runs straight up, picks up about three or so. They will spot the ball at about the 44. That will bring up a third and a 11 here for the Trojans. 10-13 and counting left in the fourth quarter. McKee takes the snap, throws towards the Southeastern sideline. It's completed at about the 40. Lehman players thought it was out of bounds. The officials say it was in. And coming down with that reception was Brennan Workman for the Trojans.
He is 7-for-7 in the second half now, throwing the ball.
That reception moves the Trojans into layman territory. Ball is at layman's 39. McKee hands it to Acebrook, who runs right towards the Southeastern sideline. There is a penalty on the play. Southeastern is going from right to left here on your computer or mobile device in the fourth quarter. Layman going from left to right. Clock stopped with 9 minutes. Clock is still going. What was that?
I'm not sure. They just thought they'd wave their arms for it. Oh, okay. There he goes.
We have a run by Acebrook. Maybe he takes advantage of the confusion. He runs left towards the layman's sideline. Huge gain inside the 20, and he's brought down at about the 15. We, and I think a lot of other people in the stands, thought there was a penalty. There apparently was none. And that's second and 9 for Southeastern. After that run by Acebrook, turns into a first and 10 at the 13. So two big plays quickly by the Trojans have them in the red zone. McKee in the gun. Davis by him. Coffee in motion. Takes the handoff. Runs right. Gets inside the 5. Is brought down by a couple of layman defenders. That will be close to a first down. Not quite there. And there is a late flag coming in. I think that's going to be on layman coach Dwayne Raleigh, who walked out onto the field.
That's horsemanlike conduct on the layman Catholic head coach for coming out on the field.
And if you heard, didn't hear the officials there in the background,
first down.
Raleigh was called for an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty there for coming out onto the field, and now it is a first down for Southeastern. Will be a first and goal. I believe the ball is at the 2-yard line after that penalty.
That was silly. I don't care how angry you are. You just gave them points.
Do you know what he was angry about, Chuck?
Yeah, there was some kind of a scuffle back here in the backfield about the 20-yard line. I know O'Leary was part of it.
Southeastern goes in the I formation. There is a handoff to Hayden Davis, and he runs 2 yards for a touchdown with 8 minutes, 21 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So Southeastern once again comes up with a nice response to a layman scoring drive, and the Trojans a kick away from extending their lead back to 9 points. Carson Craig in for the extra point attempt for Southeastern. A kick is up, and it is good. Southeastern leads Layman 30-21 with 8 minutes and 21 seconds left in the fourth quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Southeastern found success in the first quarter tonight on the ground. They struggled in the second quarter, were able to get a field goal. They have found a lot of their success in the second half tonight, Chuck, through the air.
Yeah, they've got 3 on the ground and 1 touchdown pass, but they have thrown the ball better here in the second half than they've run it.
The biggest play of that drive, though, was that long run by Jonah Acebrook that got Southeastern down into the red zone. Again, it was right after what I think we and a lot of people thought were a penalty. Then the flag disappeared, and Southeastern quickly snapped it. Acebrook ran left up the layman's sideline to get the Trojans in scoring position on that one. He's had several big plays tonight and 2 interceptions on defense as well. Carson Craig kicks it off. It is fielded, then fumbled by Layman. But they're recovering it and racing up inside the 40 for the Cavaliers is Dylan Schmiesing. That was a good recovery after initially fumbling the kickoff. It will give Lehman decent field position to start this drive, as Lehman will once again look to cut into a 9-point gap. Lehman in a huddle. Ball spotted at the 42. It'll be first and 10 from there for the Cavaliers. O'Leary in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Runs, almost tossed it, then keeps himself and goes forward. He gets too close to the 50. Close to a first down. Looks like that'll be a second and about two for the Cavaliers. O'Leary is in his third year as a starting quarterback for Lehman.
Really good athlete, good basketball player.
Yes. He threw for 929 yards last year and ran for about 450. O'Leary takes the snap there and hands off to Pride. Daron Pride runs forward and gets just enough for a first down.
Coffee got it, caught him by the ankle, and if he hadn't, I think he would have scored.
Ball is spotted at Southeastern's 47. First and 10 for Lehman, 7:16 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Southeastern ahead by 9. O'Leary takes the snap, throws left, completes a pass to Lachey. Lachey dances a little bit, but is brought down close to where he caught the ball at. He gained 1 or 2 yards after the catch, and the ball's put right at the 40. It will be second and 3 from there for the Cavaliers. Lachey is a 5'10", 160-pound sophomore receiver and defensive back. He's stepping up in a bigger role this year. Lehman's looking to throw it a bit more. O'Leary runs up the middle. He does get the first down. Looks like he got to about the 35 before forward progress was stopped after running into the line and into Southeastern defenders.
15 first downs now for the Cavaliers.
And after a bad first quarter, they have done a good job of getting that offense going. And it was 13 to nothing after one quarter. Lehman has been playing with Southeastern since then. First and 10 at the 35. 6:04 and counting. Pride takes the handoff from O'Leary, runs up the middle, dodges a couple of tackles, and gets inside the 30. He's brought down at about the 28. Ball is at the right hash mark, close to the Lehman home side. It will be a second and about 3 for Lehman.
Well, that was Coffee again, and I'll tell you what, he came in and got him again by the ankle, or I think Pride was gone. Coffee's having a terrific football game.
O'Leary in the shotgun, takes a snap, drops back to pass, throws right, looking, and with a hand on it at the 5-yard line was Jack Earhart. He nearly was able to come up with that, had to go up for it. Could have come down with it, though, so it will be a 3rd and 3.
O'Leary rushed that one just a little bit. He had a little more time, and he could have put that right on him. That would have been 6.
Ball at the Southeastern 28. O'Leary in the backfield with Daron Pride. O'Leary takes the snap. He's looking, throws left towards the visitor sideline. It's complete, then ripped loose. They call it a fumble?
Oh, I don't think so.
I am surprised.
I thought that was
an incomplete pass. It was Lachey with it. Did not look like that he had possession of it. And they say it's a fumble and a southeastern recovery. There were two players in the vicinity. I did not see what southeastern player came away with that fumble recovery there. But southeastern will take over. That is at the 21-yard line for southeastern, their own 21. And with 5 minutes and 17 seconds left, the ball deep in its own territory, southeastern has the opportunity to run out some clock here. And they do a short run up the middle here. That will be about a 3-yard gain, so it should be about a 2nd and 7. Yeah, I clearly thought, Chuck, that that was an incomplete pass. I don't know that he...
That's testing my resolution, but I'm not going to complain about any officiating this year. But it looked to me like he never had possession, but the referee was standing a lot closer than I am sitting up here, so...
Exactly. So southeastern going to work now. McKee in the eye under center and throws back to Acebrook. And Acebrook runs left towards the layman sideline and picks up about 4 yards. That will set up a 3rd and about 5 here. Ball is spotted at the 27.
Layman needs a stop right here. They can't let this clock run down more. It's 4 minutes to go in the game.
Southeastern comes back out in that I formation. McKee under center. Throws back to Acebrook. Acebrook runs right towards the southeastern sideline. There is a flag coming in. He didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. We'll see what the penalty is. It looked like that would be a loss of about 2. And that is a face mask, I believe they're signaling. Oh, on Lehman. Okay. Initially
he was pointing
signaled
the wrong
way. Yep. Towards southeastern, and I was really wondering what was going on there. Officials are talking. Clock stop with 3 minutes and 43 seconds left. Southeastern again ahead of Lehman, 30-21. The face mask is going to give a first down. They were 4 yards away. So now a fresh set of downs. And Southeastern has an opportunity to eat into some clock here. Lehman has 2 timeouts remaining in this half. They used all 3 in the first half. So they have some chances to stop it. Well, of course, try to force a punt here on this set of downs to save one or both of those timeouts. They need him to try to come back from this 9-point deficit later on. Time quickly dwindling for Lehman to do so, though. Southeastern in the eye. McKee takes the handoff, or takes the snap, excuse me, and hands off to Acebrook. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, so it will be a 2nd and 10 from the 32.
Well, they gained about 10 seconds there because the clock was supposed to start when the ball was set for mark for play, and it never started until the ball was snapped.
Still a little early in the year for everybody involved, including the timers. I know there were some issues last night with the timers at the Sydney game here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. They were not starting the clock as fast as the Sydney coaches were wanting them to. Southeastern back in the eye. There's a handoff to Davis this time. Davis goes forward, picks up about 3 or 4. That will set up a 3rd and about 5. And Lehman takes its first timeout. 2 minutes and 51 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Southeastern leading Lehman 30-21 with the ball. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Southeastern with the ball, leading by 9 points with 2 minutes and 51 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Trojans are facing a third and about five. Ball is at the 37-yard line. I formation again for Southeastern. McKee tosses back to Ace Brook. Ace Brook runs left towards the Layman sideline. He got close to a first down. I think he's going to be a little shy. We'll see where that spot is.
Layman Catholic, their second charge time out of the half.
He is going to be a yard short, so it will be fourth and one at the 41. Layman coach Dwayne Rally calls a timeout, and we will step aside here on ScorersBroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We will correct what we said earlier here. Layman on the scoreboard was showing us two timeouts left. We believe that's because there was one originally deducted that the officials then took back, and they just didn't add it back on the scoreboard. So Layman does have one timeout left. Southeastern looking to punt, but then they spread their formation out all over the field. One man with the ball, and we have a timeout taken, I think, by Southeastern. Looks like that was just an attempt to draw a penalty, Chuck.
I think they wanted to set it up and see if Layman covered. If Layman didn't cover, the far side wasn't going to be an option. They had to throw it too far. But if they weren't covering right on the short side of the field, they would have ran a play.
So that timeout leaves the clock stopped with 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Again, Southeastern leading 30-21 over Layman, facing a fourth and one at the 40. Barker Insurance has been serving the region since 1972 and is celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance need. They represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Southeastern punts. Layman fields it and returns it about 5 yards. The Cavaliers will start this possession at their own 36 after the return. 2 minutes and 33 seconds left in the fourth quarter after a few seconds tick off there. So a lot of work for Layman to do in just over 2.5 minutes, trailing by 9 points. But Layman has shown in the second half that its offense is up for the job. Quick pass there by O'Leary. It is complete out to Devin Pride along the visitor's sideline. That is a gain of about five. And as we've talked about, horrid first half offensively for Layman. But they have been much better since then. And they've really been a lot better in the second half than even they were once they got going more in the second quarter.
Yeah, they've played even with Southeastern after that very bad start to the game.
Lehman in the huddle. Call comes in. And Cavaliers get ready here. Second and four. Ball at the 42 is the official spot. Another quick pass to the visitor's sideline. And again, the pass goes to Devin Pride. That gets a first down. Another pickup of about five. And it will be first and 10. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line of Lehman. O'Leary in the shotgun with Deron Pride in the backfield with him. O'Leary looks, throws along the visitor sideline. Deep pass intercepted by who else? Jonah Acebrook. Acebrook read that pass, leapt up for it, and was able to come down with it. That was Dylan Schmiesing, who was the intended target for O'Leary. And Southeastern now has the ball at its own 30, looks like they're going to do it 36 or so. 37 is where they officially place it. Lehman again down to one timeout. Now, after that interception, Trojans really have an opportunity to run out this clock. Davis takes a handoff, runs up the middle, gets to the 40. Clock is running. That will be a second and about six, second and seven, they call it. Under 2 minutes now. Southeastern lines up in the eye. McKee under center. Trojans taking every last second of the play clock that they can. McKee keeps it himself. It's back to about the line of scrimmage, so this will bring up a third and about five. Lehman takes its final timeout with 1 minute and 34 seconds left, trailing Southeastern by nine. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Third and six is the official down and distance, and Lehman looks to have jumped off sides there.
Wow, how smart is that? Right over top of the ball, and you step instead of watching the ball move.
So that turns a third and six into a third and one. They move the ball up to the 46-yard line.
5-yard penalty. As a coach, that just drives you crazy.
So a much more manageable third down. 1:34 left. Lehman out of timeouts. Handoff goes to Davis. He goes forward, gets the first down. Ball will be spotted at about the 48-yard line. And now that Lehman is out of timeouts,
that's your ball
game. That should do it. Southeastern will improve to 2-0 overall. Unless something really odd happens in this last minute and 20, leading by 9 here. Lehman will fall 1-1. Southeastern in victory formation. Cavaliers will travel next week to Benjamin Logan. That will be a Friday night game in Logan County.
That's one they should win.
Yes, Ben Logan dropped to 0-2 with a lopsided loss last night. That's their second lopsided loss, as they also lost in lopsided fashion in week one. Southeastern will begin Ohio Heritage Conference play with winless Triad. The Trojans will return to South Charleston next week to host that game. 23 seconds and counting now, as Southeastern will have to take a knee once more. And that is the final knee. And this game is over. Southeastern beats Lehman Catholic 30-21. A pesky Lehman Catholic team. Look like Southeastern may have been on its way to cruising after the first quarter, in which the Trojans took a 13-0 lead. But Lehman was able to adjust and made it a game. They were down 13 points at the end of the first quarter, and they lose by 9. Give Lehman a lot of credit. As we said, the players and the coaches aren't going to take a moral victory away from this. But if there were any questions about that week run result, knowing that Perry is struggling right now, and seeing that a 70-point win is so large that you can assume that Perry is struggling mightily, Lehman answered those questions here tonight, as they were able to stay close and compete with a Southeastern squad that was a 7-5 playoff team last year and had many returning players back. So the Cavaliers have positives from this game that they will be able to build off on. And with a schedule in the Three Rivers Conference coming up and a non-conference game next week in Benjamin Logan, that provides plenty of opportunities to earn some victories as the year goes on. 30-21, your final here in this non-conference game. Southeastern beats Lehman Catholic. We'll be back with the stats and the Clancy's stars of the game momentarily. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Southeastern beats Lehman Catholic 30-21 in a non-conference game here on this Saturday night at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Cavaliers drop to 1-1. Southeastern improves to 2-0. Lehman again will travel to Benjamin Logan next week. Southeastern will host Triad as it begins Ohio Heritage Conference play. A reminder coming up this Friday here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney will travel to Xenia for a Miami Valley League contest. Airtime 6:25 for that one. Wrapping it up here tonight, Chuck, I knew there was a lot of turnovers. It didn't sink in until you said it. Just how many there were. 5 turnovers for Lehman. When you fall behind 13-0 in the first quarter and you turn it over 5 times, losing by 9 is something. They were able to stay competitive despite that.
Well, 334 total yards for Southeastern. Lehman had 300. They had 16 first downs to the Trojans, 15. But the 5 turnovers to 0, that's your difference in the ball game. My Clancy's players of the game this evening for Southeastern, I'm going to go with Dallas Coffey. I thought he was terrific defensively. And then you got to give it to Jonah Acebrook. He had 3 interceptions, two interceptions and a third one that they didn't count. So, but he was terrific. For Lehman, I'm going to go with Daron Pride.
He had three. He had one in the end zone.
That's right.
And then he had that one down there deep on the same side of the field, and then that last one there, yep, too. So he had three, and then, you know, four was on the, iffy, including the one that was wiped out by penalty. So, yeah, tremendous performance by him. Good picks for the Clancy's Stars of the Game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Southeastern beats Lehman Catholic 30-21 here at a non-conference game at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Lehman again travels to Benjamin Logan next week, and Southeastern hosts Triad. Congratulations to the Trojans, 2-0. They look to be a threat in the Ohio Heritage Conference this year. And as we said, Lehman has a lot of positives to build off of tonight, as the Cavaliers will try to be a threat in Three Rivers Conference play. Again, they have to face the Raiders from Ben Logan this Friday before beginning Three Rivers Conference play by hosting Milton Union in a Thursday night game here at Sydney Memorial Stadium in just under 2 weeks. Thanks again, Chuck. Enjoyed it. My first football game in a long time, and a competitive game, which we didn't know if it would be initially.
Yeah, it was terrific. I mean, Lehman, really, I mean, the turnovers killed them, and the start to the game, they just really didn't act like they were ready to go. 2-3 and outs to start the game. They're down 13-0 in the first quarter. And after that, this is a good Southeastern team, and they battled them, just kept turning the football over.
Again, the game of the week this coming Friday on scoresbroadcast.com is Sydney at Xenia. Airtime 6:25 for that one. Jack Kramer will be back to bring you play-by-play. Thanks so much for listening. For Chuck McBee, I am Brian Billing. Once again, Southeastern 30, Lehman Catholic 21. This is Scores Broadcast.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.